Extra Test, Part 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I will introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You will hear 2 mothers discussing the topic of teaching children the spirit of giving. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Do you think we should teach our children to be generous to people in need, Mrs. Richards?
Well, when considering poverty in the developing world, many people feel deep sorrow, but conclude that there's nothing we can do. The scale of poverty is immense, and we seem powerless to stop it. Such despair is understandable, but the facts tell us a very different story. While poverty is indeed extreme and widespread, it is easy to forget just how many people there are in the developed world and how powerful our pocket change can become when pooled together. And this is what I try to pass down to my daughters. They are only teenagers, I know, but they are able to understand that lucky people like them have the duty to help those who are less.
I agree with you. What are positive effects of donating money to charity, Mrs. Richard?
When your kids see you donating money, they're much more likely to adopt a giving mindset as they grow up. I speak from personal experience. I've donated money to a variety of charities over the years and have always made sure to inform my 8-year-old son of my efforts. Last Christmas, when he and I were shopping at a mall, he spotted a kiosk for a charity. And rather than spending some of his allotted money on Christmas gifts, he asked if we could sponsor a hungry child overseas. We signed up then and there. You could do the same with your kids, and you might see similar results. When you let your friends and family know of your charitable donations, they may find themselves more motivated to undertake their own efforts to give. It takes a village to address issues such as world poverty, scientific advancement, and early childhood education. Stoking passions in the folks around you is a very positive and tangible effect of your own giving.
As parents, we all want our children to grow up healthy and successful. We also want our children to be grateful for what they have been given and have compassion for those who are in need. Teaching your children the spirit of giving, showing them the importance of thinking of others, and modelling kindness are important ways to help children grow into productive and loving members of our world. Do you think we should teach our children to be generous to people in need, Mrs. Richard?
Well, when considering poverty in the developing world, many people feel deep sorrow, but conclude that there's nothing we can do. The scale of poverty is immense, and we seem powerless to stop it. Such despair is understandable, but the facts tell us a very different story. While poverty is indeed extreme and widespread, it is easy to forget just how many people there are in the developed world and how powerful our pocket change can become when pooled together. And this is what I try to pass down to my daughters. They are only teenagers, I know, but they are able to understand that lucky people like them have the duty to help those who are less.
I agree with you. What are positive effects of donating money to charity, Mrs. Richard?
When your kids see you donating money, they're much more likely to adopt a giving mindset as they grow up. I speak from personal experience. I've donated money to a variety of charities over the years and have always made sure to inform my 8-year-old son of my efforts. Last Christmas, when he and I were shopping at a mall, he spotted a kiosk for a charity, and rather than spending some of his allotted money on Christmas gifts, he asked if we could sponsor a hungry child overseas. We signed up then and there. You could do the same with your kids, and you might see similar results. When you let your friends and family know of your charitable donations, they may find themselves more motivated to undertake their own efforts to give. It takes a village to address issues such as world poverty, scientific advancement, and early childhood education. Stoking passions in the folks around you is a very positive and tangible effect of your own giving.
As parents, we all want our children to grow up healthy and successful. We also want our children to be grateful for what they have been given and have compassion for those who are in need. Teaching your children the spirit of giving, showing them the importance of thinking of others, and modelling kindness are important ways to help children grow into productive and loving members of our world.